Worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Good morning, Reader.
Good morning, Eddie.
It is windy.
Yeah.
It's nice and wet, but it's also a very windy day.
Windy and wet. Yeah.
I've noticed yesterday when I came home that the garbage bin was pushed to the other side of the driveway because of it. There's nothing in there at the moment. There's no trash, so it's just an empty, super light bin. So
that's
the wind
moves so easy.
Oh yeah. And then this morning, my roommate comes home and he said, "Oh, I moved the bin out of the way from the wind because it was on the other side, flipped upside down completely."
Oh geez.
Yeah, it's if you have an empty garbage bin outside, you need to go and monitor that.
Or make sure it hasn't taken off somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Because the next thing you know, you're having wanted posters all over the street. You know, wanted, missing garbage bin, reward, $500.
But then how do you say, you know, how can you describe it? Well, it looks like pretty much every other home garbage bin in the city.
Yep, that's it's going to be a little bit hard for people to find. But
I think so.
Maybe it can come home to you. Cats know their way back. Maybe garbage bins do too.
Fox FM's Eddie Q starts his mornings right
by waking up 10 minutes before he has to be at work.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
I made an embarrassing mistake, and this is where I'm thankful that nobody is here in the office at 5 a.m. So we sanitize our hands when we come into the office. We have some hand sanitizer. As soon as I press the thing, it squirted enough to get all my hands, but also just enough to land conveniently in an area where it looks like I peed myself.
Ah.
And it liked to stain there for like about 15 minutes. So I was walking
around. It dries up.
Yeah, thankfully alcohol just dries up. But it looked like I made a major accident in a washroom, even though it's just hand sanitizer.
Well, I tell you what, we're both sitting on either side of the control board. So if you hadn't mentioned it, I'd have never known.
Thankfully. Yeah. I've been in situations like that before where I'm like washing my hands and it gets down onto my pants. And the worst part is, in order to hide it, I decide to splash more water on my pants.
Make it 10 times worse.
So it makes it look like it's obviously just water from the sink, as opposed to me accidentally wetting my pants. I know. Don't ask questions.
Just take your pants off, throw them in the sink, soak them down good. The whole thing's look wet and nobody knows.
I've seen something that Patrick actually posted on her Facebook page a couple days ago, where they're actually selling jeans with a dark spot in that area.
Yes.
So I guess that's a new fashion trend. It's forget ripped jeans, guys.
The wet look is in.
Yeah, that's all you want. Just wet pants.
Reader's never met a pizza he didn't like, but his relationship with ham and pineapple is love-hate.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Kind of speaking on the hand sanitizer stuff, I do remember something that happened to you. Over the summer, we decided to go and grab some lunch, and you had an accident.
Yeah, except it went the opposite direction for me. We had a hand sanitizer container dispenser at our table, and some had must have dried in the end of the dispenser, so when I went to pump it, it actually went spraying out in all directions. I think some got on the ceiling.
It did.
And some went out all in different directions.
It was hilarious, to be honest with you.
A little bit of a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thankfully, it didn't get into our eyes or anything.
Or
like
our
that.
Food.
That too.
Fox FM's Eddie Q reminds you to wash your hands.
That means no excuse after using the washroom. None.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Reader, I think it's time for Q to call for the Sip and Sizzle contest.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Well, if you want a chance to win a $1,500 barbecue prize pack, call us right now. 306-783-3699. Again, 306-783-3699. Call us right now to get yourself entered into the Sip and Sizzle contest.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Good morning, Fox FM.
Hi.
Hi there, how's it going today?
Good, and yourself?
Good. Doing pretty well. Who are we talking to this morning?
Jody.
And Jody, where are you calling from?
In my vehicle.
That's smart.
Well played.
All right, now Jody, you're calling because you want a chance to win that $1,500 barbecue prize pack.
For sure.
What's one of your favorite things to throw on a grill?
Hamburgers.
Hamburgers are pretty solid.
Something the easiest thing.
But still,
sometimes simple is good.
All right, you're now officially qualified.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right, we make the draw on June 25th. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, shout out to Jody in her vehicle. You know, she's now officially qualified in the Sip and Sizzle contest. And Jody has a chance of winning a barbecue from Rant Plumbing and Heating, a meat package for four from Priestville Shop Easy, refreshments for four from Thursday Dogs Liquor in Priestville, and a cooler. It's all valued at $1,500.
Yeah. And as I mentioned, the draw 2 weeks from today.
Oh, boy. That is quickly approaching.
Fox FM's Eddie Q loves to go out, but still finds the time to waste watching Netflix by himself.
It's more hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Graduation month is here. People are going to be graduating college, high school, university, basically anything. And one thing that some people, especially in high school and in college or university, are probably thinking about: graduating with honor roll or distinction in college. And I remember when I was in school, those are such big deals. You know, it's people were pushing so hard to try to reach that honor roll badge. In my school, in high school, you needed an 80% average in order to get the honor roll. In college, I forget what it was, but
yeah, I think it was 80 or 85 in my high school too. I was never an honor roll student. I was I was always one of those close but never quite on the honor roll students.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. It's good to have something to shoot for.
You oh, yeah.
have goals to work toward, of course. But I just never quite got there.
Yeah, I know.
I was like a B and low A kind of student.
That was mostly me as well. I somehow ended up getting an honor roll in high school, despite me doing really poorly in grade 12 math and English. But then in college, I also graduated with distinction. Again, somehow, because I passed two courses with a 56%, which is 2% grades above failing. So, yeah, just going to explain my stupidity to everybody around here. But but the thing is that I'm thinking about is those are great accomplishments. Because it just shows that you're really, really shooting to get above and beyond with your intelligence, your learning skills. But now I'm just thinking, did it ever get me anywhere in my career field? No, I don't think it ever did. Because when I applied for jobs in my field, nobody ever asked me about my GPA or if I got honor roll during my course in school or distinction in college. I feel like maybe some fields might, but because I know some fields really want to know what your GPA is and how you graduate and all that kind of stuff. But my field simply didn't. So I feel like, oh, I tried so hard and got so far, but in the end, it didn't really matter.
If I didn't get an A in math, I don't think it affects how I talk on the radio.
What are you talking about? I can't do some quick maths with you? Quick reader, what's 5 times 5?
25.
Okay, there we go. That works.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
I just came to the realization that June doesn't have any holidays.
No.
Oh, it's sad.
No long weekend in June.
And you were also saying that with July, too, because Canada Day lands on a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no long weekend, but a short work week? I guess it's okay. Although you do have to come back on the Friday, so there's that.
Fox FM's Eddie Q is not a fan of days that end in Y.
Huh?
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Reader, have you ever lined up for a new product before when it came out on its release date?
No.
Never have, eh?
No, I've never needed the new iPhone or the new PlayStation or anything enough that I felt the need to go stand in line for it.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, because I have that mentality of, okay, I don't need it right away. I could easily wait a couple of weeks to get it. But then there are issues like when the PlayStation 5 and the new Xbox came out, where they've only refreshed inventory about four times in the past year since it got released. But I remember when I used to work at The Source, we used to have, when we got the new Xboxes and stuff, people would always come in and line up. Whenever we got a new iPhone or a new Samsung or something like that,
yeah,
we definitely would get people to come out. Now, I've never really been interested in lining up for those things, for new cell phones or anything like that. However, when I was a teenager, I always used to line up for the newest video games.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God. Whenever a game was out that I really wanted, I would go over and I would pre-order the game. And then as soon as it was released, I would go directly that day after school and I would go and buy it. The last time I did that was a long time ago when Grand Theft Auto 5 came out I think I was in 10th grade. But yeah, it was quite a busy day. I remember waiting massively in line for that because everybody wanted it. On top of that, I remember Nintendo, they came out with their Nintendo Entertainment System. Mm-hmm. It came out with like 30 something preloaded games and it was only a limited quantity.
Okay.
It came out that day that I was working. So I decided to go and check out at the video game store to see if I can go and get it. But there was way too long of a lineup, and I just couldn't do it. So,
yeah, I think the only thing that I've really stood in line for at all, and it wasn't even much of a line, but Star Wars Episode 3.
Okay.
So the day came out. A movie, not a product per se, but
sure.
I went to the first showing in Saskatoon.
Ooh.
This was back, whatever year that was that came out.
Yeah.
A long, long time ago in a galaxy far away.
Oh, that was horrible. I love
Sorry.
It.
Sorry, yeah.
But how big was it, a big lineup when you got there?
I kind of got in before it had gotten too long, but it was fairly long behind me afterwards.
See, that happened to me. This is a long time ago with my ex. We decided to go see Star Wars Episode 7, the new one, when it came out. And we went that same day. We didn't realize how packed it was, and we couldn't buy tickets for the showing. Mm-hmm. We had to go to the show 2 or 3 hours later. So it really messed up our date night, but we ended up seeing that anyways.
Oh, you had time to go have like a nice meal before you saw the movie.
Exactly, that's what we did. We filled our bellies full, and then we saw the
Save money
Star
Wars. At the movie, but I still had to buy all the popcorn.
I still ate it though.
Yeah.
So I wanted to know if anybody else waited in line for a new product or a brand new movie you went to see it the day it got released. Give us a shout, 306-783-3699. Call or text us.
Reader's trying to sharpen his cooking skills.
Oh, no.
He still sets off the smoke alarm when he makes toast.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Do you want a chance to win a $1,500 barbecue prize pack?
That'd be pretty sweet.
I think everybody would. Well, now's your chance to get yourself qualified to win it. It's the cue to call for the Sip and Sizzle contest. 306-783-3699. Give us a call right now.
Fox FM Mornings.
Now with more warm weather.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Good morning, Fox FM.
Good morning.
Hi there. How's it going today?
Not too bad.
That's good to hear. Who are we talking to?
This is Grace.
Where are you calling from, Grace?
Yorkton.
Grace from Yorkton. And Grace, you're calling because you want a chance to win that $1,500 barbecue prize pack?
That would be nice.
How great would that be?
Exactly.
Nothing like a good steak on the grill.
That's right.
How do you like yours?
Medium well.
Medium well. That's pretty solid right there. Grace, you are now officially qualified.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And we draw the winner June 25th. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Well, shout out to Grace from Yorkton. She's now officially qualified in our Sip and Sizzle contest and has a chance of winning a $1,500 barbecue prize pack, which includes a barbecue from Ramp Plumbing and Heating, a meat package for four from Priestville Shop Easy, refreshments for four from Thirsty Dogs Liquor in Priestville, and a cooler.
Not too much time left to get entered in. Like I was mentioning earlier this morning, 2 weeks from today, we make the draw.
That means you have less than 2 weeks to get yourself qualified, which is pretty nuts to even think about. Don't worry, you still have more chances left today to get yourself qualified, so make sure to tune in for those cues to call where you have a chance to enter and win.
How do you become Eddie Q's friend? Just say you have coffee and food.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Sunday, June 20th is Father's Day, but on top of that, it's also the first day of summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally kind of almost forgot about that. It is one of my favorite days of the year. It is also the summer solstice, so it is the longest day of the year. It is when the sun is out the longest time, which means that not only are you going to be celebrating the first day of summer, but you're also celebrating the longest day in the world with your dad.
Ah.
Yeah, you can enjoy as much sunlight with him as possible.
It's a combo day.
I know. You can go grilling with him all day long.
Go fishing.
Golfing.
All sorts of fun stuff.
Yeah, spend as much time outside as possible. I love the summer solstice. It is so cool, just because, again, I love the sun, and I'm not a biggest fan of short days like in the winter, even though, you know, we live in an area where we have really short days in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Out in Whitehorse, because it's closer to the 60th parallel, you do get the whole 24-hour of sunlight thing happens. Yeah.
Wow.
It was really cool. We my old work, we actually had a barbecue at around 9 p.m., still super bright.
Blackout curtain sales must have been through the roof.
Oh my god, you need that in order to sleep. I mean, gosh, here you need them to go to sleep right now. The sun is setting close to, 9 o'clock almost? Yeah. Around that time? So, yeah, it is still pretty darn bright in the evening. I keep forgetting about that sometimes. Sometimes I'm thinking, oh, it's 6 o'clock, the sun should be down, but it's still bright as ever. Love it, love it, love it.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.